The title of this article is Landmark U.S. Lawsuit Exposes U.S. Government Coercion of Big Social. The subtitle is The Significance of Murthy versus Missouri and Why You Should Sign the Free Speech for Health Petition. By Rob Verkirk, Ph.D., Executive Scientific Director, Alliance for Natural Health International and USA. This article was adapted from ANH International's piece. Free speech isn't an option if you want to live in an open, creative, advanced, free-thinking society. It's a necessity. That's why we're leading the charge in our Free Speech for Health campaign, along with our growing partnerships with other organizations, including Door to Freedom, to amass 1 million signatures on a petition that is first step in bringing pressure to bear on YouTube to change its medical misinformation policy, a policy that is already denying us life-saving information, especially about non-drug, natural health approaches. If you haven't signed and got the message out to your networks, please do so now. To help get the word out, the easiest thing to do is use one of our two campaign posters link above to signpost people to the Free Speech for Health portal that in turn takes you to the petition page. It will take you less than a minute. It's a worldwide petition, so it doesn't matter who you are or where you live. The only requirement is that you're human. If you haven't decided if you want to sign or not, or you're hungry for more information about what it's all about, understanding more about the landmark Murthy versus Missouri case is an ideal primer. The U.S. Supreme Court has heard oral arguments on the Murthy versus Missouri case and is expected to release a decision in the near future. This ruling will decide if the U.S. government's collusion with or coercion of social media giants in ways that limited the availability of health information to the public amounted to a violation of the First Amendment right to third-party free speech. As stated by the petitioners in the case, the government engaged in a broad pressure campaign designed to coerce social media companies into suppressing speakers, viewpoints, and content disfavored by the government. The case has been taken to the Supreme Court following a successful injunction granted by a district court. The parties bringing the original proceedings were the states of Missouri and Louisiana, along with five individual users of social media platforms, including ex-Harvard epidemiologist and biostatistician Martin Kulldorff, Ph.D. and Stanford Professor of Medicine and Health Policy, Jay Bhattacharya, Ph.D. It's hard to fully understand the significance of the case without reading the details of this coordinated censorship campaign contained in the court documents linked above. There is extensive firsthand evidence that the White House and U.S. Surgeon General's office pressured, forced, and coerced social media platforms, threatening potential criminal prosecution for harboring communications that would lead to an insurrection or face robust antitrust program. Social media owners were told they would be held accountable after the Biden administration stated publicly on July 16, 2021, that Facebook and other platforms were killing people. Read the evidence and it's hard to not see it as pulpit bullying on steroids. The essence of the Biden administration's defense can be simplified as follows. We were just trying to help the social media companies combat the plague of medical and scientific misinformation, especially about the COVID-19 vaccines. Government officials argue that they only pointed out content that violated the platform's policies to reduce harmful effects of online misinformation. This defense sounds crass given the apparent weight of evidence of coercion and pressure. The moderation as well as amplification and restriction of specific content reflects an ideological position, not a scientific one. It's similar to what we've seen in the shadow banning of high-quality, expert content on keto diets and intermittent fasting that helped to inspire the Free Speech for Health campaign. It's also what we saw happening to any dissent on the official narrative relating to the origin of SARS-CoV-2, lockdowns, mask wearing, or vaccine effectiveness or risks. These were all areas that were especially uncertain soon after their emergence. But as time, information, and knowledge gathered, they became less uncertain. In all cases, the views that were immediately labeled as misinformation or conspiracy theory weathered the storm better than those that were consistent with the mainstream narrative. There, of course, has been no mea culpa from the establishment. But what has happened instead is that the public has increasingly lost trust in the authorities who told them they were just following the science critically. They won't win back trust by clamping down ever harder on what they decide is misinformation or disinformation simply because it doesn't reconcile with their positions. Free expression is paramount when it comes to matters of scientific or medical controversy. Discourse is a prerequisite to ultimately resolving controversy and finding consensus that withstands dissent. It is only then we move towards an understanding of the world in which beliefs and ideologies converge with knowledge via a consistent logic structure, and we celebrate a united perspective over what we like to think of as scientific truth, which is rarely, if ever, absolute, that we can declare peace and move on. This freedom isn't anarchical. We are advocating for true freedom, our own ability to exercise our free will and express ourselves in ways that don't violate the freedom of others. And that's the very balance that needs to be sought in our campaign to pressure big social and others who moderate content on the public airwaves with a view to co-creating future-fit medical misinformation policies. Ones we hope are informed by the learnings from Murthy versus Missouri, regardless of the final ruling that we must recognize may be influenced more by the ideologies of the in-group, rather than by objective science or law.